This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back to the Power Hour. I am so thrilled to have our next guest on. Again, someone new to the Power Hour, Richard Chacone. You probably know him from the race where he went against Lamb there in Pennsylvania. Narrow margin of victory. Less than 1,000 votes, I think it ended up being. We'll ask him a little bit about that. But he's here today to talk about his new book. He's a state representative. He represents government. He's a Christian. Imagine that. Just like our founding fathers, or most of them. The book is God and Our Government. And it's been by my bed for probably the past 2 weeks, and almost every night I'll read a little bit of it, and it's just like, wow, I'll remember something or I'll learn something new. Fascinating book if you're interested in any of the things that we have been talking about here on the Power Hour. This book, you want proof, you want evidence, you want quotes, you want to hear what the people actually said, you want to know what these people felt, this is your book, God and Our Government by Richard Chacone. Richard, it's so good to have you on the Power Hour.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be on with you. I'm really looking forward to our discussion today.
Yes, the book, God and Our Government, awesome book. What motivated you to write it?
Well, you know, our godly heritage has been under attack for such a long time now. And when I made it to the State House also, I just found there's so much information out there. The evidence of our godly heritage is everywhere, including our state capitol. And, like, people don't know this. They just don't know it. They're not being taught that in schools. In fact, they're being taught the opposite. They're being told that we're a secular nation and we don't have a godly heritage. And I'm like, I'm going to lay out the facts for people. I'm going to do the research, and I'm going to show them and try to educate them on our history from before the founding, from all the way back to William Penn in Pennsylvania, all the way up to the present. Although God was there in the beginning. God was there in the very beginning when George Washington swore his oath and bent over and added to the oath of office, so help me God, and kissed the Bible and swore his oath on the Bible, all the way up to, at that time, President Obama, but now President Trump, both of which swore their oath on two Bibles. And so our president swore their oath on a stack of Bibles. So we need to hold them accountable to those things. But God was there in the beginning when George Washington swore that oath on the Bible. And God was there just recently, all the way up till now, when President Trump swore his oath on two Bibles. So when people say, oh, God's not part of our government, God has never has been, well, I have about 350 pages of things that will prove them otherwise. And I could have made that book 800 pages, but they would have been too thick. Nobody would buy it, and nobody would read it. So I cut it off at about what it is, but I could add a lot more to it.
358 pages, to be exact, Richard. You talk about the godly heritage that we have. Why is it important that we know where we come from, that we know these things? Why?
Mainly because, as I've seen politics today, as a country, we've lost our moral compass. And we need to know where we came from and why we started with a certain moral compass. It's not only informative, it helps put us back on track, I think. And so I wanted to remind people, and many of the things I write about in the book, and I give a presentation on this in person, about a 35, 40-minute presentation on this. My wife and I go across the country, literally, but we've given it 81 times so far, to really standing ovations, not because Rick Chacone's a great guy, but because the information is what people thirst for. They wanted a lot of these things they've known. You know, they heard, yeah, George Washington swore his oath on the Bible, but they forgot about it. So when people tell them God can't be part of our government, God never was part of our government, they say, oh, wait a minute, what about this? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. What about this? Oh, man, yeah. I might have known that. And what about this? Well, I didn't really know that, but that's interesting, too. And so when you start going through this, as you said, you had the book by your bedside, and you'd read it, and some of those things you knew, but you just needed to be reminded of, and other things you didn't know, and you learned. That is so important. People just, every time we give that information out, people are like, yeah, yeah, tell me more. And I can go on and on for hours telling them more and more. But usually pastors and other groups, they don't want to give me hour after hour after hour. But the people would listen to it. I've gone on for over an hour in some cases. But yeah, we do it at churches. We do it at Rotary clubs, at Masonic lodges, at, you know, any kind of anywhere where people want to gather to hear about our godly heritage. My wife and I go and give that presentation.
Let's talk about Thomas Jefferson. He seems to be the epicenter of this discussion. Separation of church and state is thrown around like it's on the first page of the Constitution. It's nowhere in the document. It, in fact, originated by a letter from Thomas Jefferson where he was actually talking about protecting churches, actually, ironically. But Thomas Jefferson, people want to say, I've heard anyway, he's a deist, he wasn't a Christian, he didn't like the Christian religion, blah, blah, blah. But yet he is the main author of the Declaration of Independence, which solidifies by law in the charter of our nation that our rights come from our Creator and our government's role to protect them. He is the central figure kind of in this debate. Let's talk about Thomas Jefferson. What is the truth about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's been misrepresented by opponents of our godly heritage for decades now. And, you know, there are many, many. There have been whole books written on the godliness of Thomas Jefferson and what he believed. But I write in my book, several of them, but I think one I use in my presentation, which I think underscores how he really felt. And it's engraved in the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. And that's the quote that says, God who gave us life gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are a gift of God? So here it is. TJ has tied our liberty to God himself. And he's telling us that our liberties can go away when we remove the conviction that they're a gift of God. And that's what we're doing today in our society, is we're removing that conviction that our liberties are a gift of God. We're in denial about that. And Thomas Jefferson was very explicit about that. He wrote about it. But that quote is one of my favorites. And it's chiseled in granite in Washington, D.C. at his memorial. So there's no denying it. If you don't want to believe it, just go up there and look at it. There it is. There's a picture of it in my book, I think. And then you can see for yourself. It's not Rick Saccone making this up or interpreting what he said. There it is for everybody to see.
Another one, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That's another one he's extremely famous for. It's very important.
He also wrote a law punishing Sabbath breakers. I don't know if you knew that. It's kind of an obscure thing. He actually wrote a law punishing Sabbath breakers. It's called a bill for punishing disturbers of religious worship and Sabbath breakers. And he wrote a bill for Virginia that would punish people who broke the Sabbath, disturbed the Sabbath peace and so forth. So, I mean, Thomas Jefferson was intricately tied to religious beliefs, strong religious beliefs, and he's misrepresented, like most of our founding fathers are. He's misrepresented by that letter to the Baptists, using the phrase separation of church and state, which is misused and mischaracterized. So people need to just read Jefferson more. If they get into it, they will see how much of a believer he really was.
Now, you don't really talk about it much in your book about slavery. Jefferson was also vehemently anti-slavery, and I believe he had the Virginia one vote away from having a sunset date on slavery, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you have, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, if you had any knowledge about that.
No, I didn't. I wasn't aware of that. I didn't put that in there. I selected some things out of there that I thought people would be interested in. I think I put in there that he passed a bill in 1776 required every person commissioned to take an oath saying, so help me God, or pay a fine. So if you didn't want to say, if you didn't want to add, so help me God, to the oath, you had to pay a fine. Here's Thomas Jefferson. He's a deist. He doesn't believe in God. And he doesn't do all this. No, it's wrong. And, you know, he often, when he wrote letters, and there's some of the letters are in the book, he would end them with, in the year of our Lord Christ, and then he'd sign it. So, you know, for a guy that didn't believe in Jesus Christ and so on and so forth, that's how he would end his letters. So, go ahead.
You're telling me if he was an NFL owner, his players would stand for the national anthem. That's what you're telling
me.
He'd
find them.
they'd be fine. Very good. How did we let this happen in America? Because if our rights are connected, if the only purpose of government is to protect rights, and our rights are connected to God, and how in the world did we let our schools take God out of it? How did this happen?
Yeah, I think we let the Supreme Court get away from us and start making rulings that tried to change the whole notion of what was going on where we came from. And that started with prayer in schools and those types of simple things that people thought, oh, that's okay, it's just a small thing. And it's death by a thousand cuts, and they've just been cutting away ever since. And you've seen the seed that they've sown, that we are spiraling downward into what I call a moral abyss. And unless we turn this country around, we are headed for disaster. I mean, it's getting worse and worse every year. There's going to come a time where you can't hire enough police to enforce the law when you've taken away that mechanism that governs a man's heart. For us, for 200 years, that was the Bible. When you take that away from everyone, now you need government to govern a man's heart, and there's not enough. Even if you turn into a police state, there's not enough police to protect everyone and to govern people. That's why it's so important that our godly heritage is there, and that it's what our country was founded on, and what kept us, such a great nation. It's what started us off as a great nation and kept us as a great nation.
Now, you're a state representative there. We've got about a minute before the break. You're a state representative there in Pennsylvania. Obviously, I assume your fellow representatives, they know about what you do, your book, kind of your presentations. Do they have a good response to you? Are they open to this, or do they reject you? What?
And some do, some don't. I mean, we've made a lot of progress. I mean, we've done a lot of things. We have a prayer caucus in the state capitol where members come before we go up for session and we pray. And so different members come at different times depending on their schedules, but we have a lot of believers in state capitol. We've done a lot for protection of religious liberties. We've passed a number of resolutions and so forth. In 2012 we passed the resolution making it the year of the Bible in Pennsylvania, which isn't something I made. President Ronald Reagan did it in 1983. President George W. Bush passed the International Year of the Bible in, I think, 1993. So I decided to pass one for Pennsylvania in 2012, and it passed, and it got a lot of pushback from the atheists and the secular world. I passed bills celebrating our national motto, In God We Trust, and trying to get that posted in our schools. It is our national motto, and it started here in Pennsylvania, so I always call it a Pennsylvania history story. It's a great, interesting history story.
We got to go to the break. Let's get that on the other side. Let's get that story and more. Richard Chacon, God in Our Government.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Power Hour, we are so very pleased to be joined by Richard Ciccone. His book, God and Our Government, it's available wherever books are sold. Representative Ciccone, RepCiccone.com is his website. And also, he's about to tell a story, and you can see this video at In God We Trust PA, like Pennsylvania, InGodWeTrustPA.org. Richard, let's talk about In God We Trust. I think that's a great story. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great. I always say it's our national motto originated here in Pennsylvania. Our 13th governor, James Pollock, before he was governor, he was a U.S. congressman, and he had the good fortune to take a room at a boarding house with another freshman congressman by the name of Abraham Lincoln. They became great friends, and right in the middle of the Civil War, Lincoln appoints Pollock the director of the United States Mint in Philadelphia, another Pennsylvania place. And he gets a letter from a pastor in Pennsylvania, in Delaware County, that says, hey, you know what? You know why we're fighting this war? You know why we're so divided in this country? Because we don't honor God. We need to do something that honors God. We need to put something on our coins that honors God. And James Pollock says, you know what? That's a great idea. So he comes up with the phrase, In God We Trust, and he sends it up to his Secretary of the Treasury, Salmon Chase. You might have his credit card in your wallet right now, same family lineage. And he approves it and sends it up to Congress, sends it up to Lincoln, and signs it into law April of 1864. It's not our national motto yet. It's just on our coins, as a phrase on our coins. It keeps building. It gets on other currency and so forth all the way up till 1956. We don't have a national motto up to then. People think E Pluribus Unum was our national motto. It's not. It's a phrase approved for use on the Great Seal of the United States. But in 1956, President Eisenhower is sitting in church, and a pastor said, we're in the middle of communism, and a pastor says, you know, we're fighting these communists, these godless communists. You know, we need to make that phrase, In God We Trust, our national motto. And President Eisenhower says, that's a great idea. passes unanimously through Congress, signs into law 1956. So in 2016, we celebrated the 60th anniversary as In God We Trust as our national motto. The Supreme Court has defended that numerous times. It is our national motto. It's settled law. It's fit for use in every government building. And so I put in a recommendation that we put it up in our schools, because if it's our government motto, it should be fit for our government schools. And we passed that in the House, didn't make it through the Senate, but I got a lot of pushback on that, a lot of pushback. And the ACLU and other people came out and they said, well, Rick, you can't put that motto up in our schools. And I said, why not? And they said, well, it could traumatize our children. And I said, what do you mean? And there might be some non-believers in there, and they could see that motto up there, and they could be traumatized. And I said, really? I said, you know, that's interesting, because that was in November, they said. And I said, I was just in the schools last month in October, and I saw witches on brooms. I saw zombies. I saw Dracula with blood dripping from his teeth. I saw ghouls and goblins. I saw every ghost but the Holy Ghost, because he's not allowed in the schools. And you say none of that traumatizes our children, but our national motto would traumatize our children? And they scurried away, and they didn't know what to say. But they came back, and they said, Rick, you can't put the national motto up in our schools. I said, why not? And they said, well, it's divisive. And it divides people. And I said, you know, it's out of ignorance that you speak. Now, your listeners know the story, because I just told it to them. But In God We Trust was created to unite the country during the worst time of division in our history, during the Civil War, the middle of the Civil War. It was designed to unite our country, not divide it. It's been a great uniting force for, you know, decades. And so, again, they were speaking out of ignorance. And so, you know, they scurried away again. They didn't know what to say. They left me alone after that. But the bill ultimately didn't make it through the Senate. But I know several states since then have passed that bill. And most recently, a couple of states have just passed it and are now putting it up in their schools.
Alabama, I believe we did a news story about, I think Alabama did it. You talked about churches. Again, this is a short segment, then we got a long segment coming up. So we got just a little over a minute again. Sorry about that. But why aren't churches teaching this, or why aren't they getting more political? Because this is their heritage. This is America.
Well, I think that's the mistake right there. A lot of these churches believe this is political, and I keep telling them, this is history. You know, I'm a college professor. This is history. This isn't politics. I'm coming to tell you what is, in fact, our history. So they shouldn't be afraid of it at all as being political. They should be wanting to educate their parishioners, their congregation, as to, you know, where God has always been part of our government. And I tell churches, I have a pastor's breakfast once a year, and I tell them, look, if you don't get involved, government's already involved in your life. You have to get a permit to fix your bathroom in your church. You have to get a permit to do this, a permit to do that. If you don't get involved with government, government is going to run over you. You're not going to like what they're going to start making rules against what you're doing. So, I encourage them to get involved with their legislators and local government officials and work together with them.
There we go. There's the break. Richard Ciccone, the book, God in Our Government, is available wherever you can buy books. This is very good. You can hear, his passion. It comes across. These are the words of these men. You want to know America? Read this book. Excellent. Excellent. On the other side, Richard, we'll see you here in 4 minutes.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue today on Capitol Hill.
Kavanaugh was asked about Roe versus Wade by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, as a general proposition, I understand the importance of the precedent set forth in Roe v. Wade.
Today, President Trump welcomed the Emir of State of Kuwait to the White House. After the photo op, President Trump was asked how close we are to a trade deal with Canada.
We have to make a fair deal with Canada. As you know, they charge tariffs of 300% on dairy products, which a lot of people never understood. They have walls up against us doing business in Canada, and yet they come and do business with us, and we can't let that happen. Look, we have a very strong position.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial up 22 points to close the day at 25,974. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I haven't promoted the Power Mall very much. Of course, thepowermall.com. That's where you get all the products to help your life. Buy from the good guys. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, you know, all the magnesium oil, the gel, the pearl beads, the Himalayan salt, all on sale this week at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Talking to Richard Saccone, the book God and the Government. Now, as we mentioned at the beginning, Richard, of course, ran for Senate. He's a state representative. I don't want to bring up old wounds, Richard, but, you know, I thought you ran an excellent campaign there in Pennsylvania versus your opponent, Lamb. I find it hard to believe that you lost. I don't want to drag up old feelings, but talk about what it's like to run for Senate and going through all that.
So originally I ran for Senate. I switched over to run for the U.S. House against Connor Lamb. When our congressman resigned under a scandal, Yeah, thank you. We ran a very strong campaign. We worked very hard. There were a lot of outside sources came in. I thought that they really did more to harm me and undermine me than they did to help me. They ran some very childish, cartoonish ads and spent money promoting their own message rather than helping me. And they're outside groups you can't coordinate with, so I couldn't tell them to stop or not stop because you're not allowed to coordinate with them. I believe many in my own party worked against me, and the media was a huge problem. I mean, they really, really worked against me, and it was clear that my Christian faith was part of that. They would denigrate that as much as possible, and they would never portray me. They would always portray my opponent as being, a veteran, young, and he's running against Rick Saccone. Well, I'm a retired Air Force officer, spent much time overseas, spent a whole career in the military. They would never mention anything like that. Anything that would help me, they would either leave out or distort. And it just hurt. It can add up and make a difference. And when you lose by 700 votes and out of 200,000 cast, every little thing makes a difference.
We've heard a lot, especially the Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump election. We've heard a lot about voter fraud or ballot stuffing. I'm not trying to create a controversy here, but I did you feel any of that? Did you feel? You said you felt them working against you or people. It just seemed like the whole thing was rigged against you.
It did seem like that. There were a lot of forces working against me. Of course, we did have some irregularities in the voting machines and so forth, but. They documented a lot of it, but again, I've experienced that in all of my elections, even at the state house level. Voter fraud is real. It happens all the time. It's a question of whether anyone wants to do anything about it. No one wants to really pursue it or prosecute it, so they'll say, the other side will say, well, there's no prosecutions against voter fraud, so it doesn't exist. I'll say, no, we've documented it very heavily, but no one seems to want to prosecute it. That doesn't seem to be a priority for anyone, so. It is what it is. We have to fight that. We have to fight against that. We have to make our system strong. I really believe that. But we have a. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Laura Presley. She ran for a city council in Austin, the capital of Texas, and she's got a case. It's all the way in the Texas Supreme Court now about basically algorithm fixing in these voting machines. She has smoking gun evidence. I mean, they've tried everything to get this dismissed. She has smoking gun evidence of algorithm fixing in those voting machines. That may be a case of interest to you, Laura Presley, if you ever get a chance.
Appreciate that. Look at it.
Yeah, very good.
Hey, can we go back for a second? There's a story I want to tell that I think your listeners will really enjoy.
Sure.
It goes back to the In God We Trust real quickly. Because people say, why do you care about In God We Trust? It's just four words. And I say, look, there's power in those four words. There's very, very much power in those four words. In a world of selfishness and greed, they teach us respect for a power higher than ourselves, not just in the United States, but around the world. And I want to tell you real quickly the story in North Korea. You know, you may or may not know, or your listeners may know, that I was in North Korea under the old agreed framework for a year, working as an international diplomat under this agreed framework that was negotiated under the old Clinton administration. And I was the only American living there. I wrote two books about that, living with the enemy inside North Korea and negotiating with North Korea. So I'm there for a while. I'm there for about 6 months. There were a few restaurants around our compound that we could use, North Korean restaurants. And I'm in the restaurant. I'm the last customer in the restaurant. And the North Korean waitress is there, two cooks in the kitchen. They can't see me, but we can hear them talking. And this waitress who'd never spoken to me before. So I was finishing my meal, and I noticed that she's at the cash register. She has a dollar bill in her hand, and she's rubbing it with her thumbs. Now, we had to spend American dollars in North Korea. All of our people that worked there had to spend American dollars. North Koreans wanted that hard currency. So she starts working her way down the counter towards me, and she keeps looking around and to make sure nobody can see her, and we say the cooks can't see us, but we can hear them. And she gets down to where I'm standing, and I see that she's rubbing this dollar bill, and she's rubbing with her thumbs, "In God we trust." And she leans over to me, and she whispers. It's the first time she's ever spoken to me. She says, "Do you believe in this God?" And I said, and remember, with that question, she crosses a threshold in North Korea that not only her, her entire family would have been taken off to a re-education camp without question, no chance to defend herself. Just they would all been taken away just for asking that simple question that she leaned over to me and said, do you believe in this God? And I said, yes, I do. And she said, I thought he died. And I said, oh, he did. But he rose again, and he's here right now with you and me, right here and now. And he loves you as much as he loves me. And all you have to do is open your heart and reach out to him, and he'll come to you. And she looked down at that dollar bill and looked up at me and looked down again and looked up at me. And for the first time, I saw that girl smile. She didn't say another word. She moved back down to the cash register, still rubbing In God We Trust with her thumbs. And I'd see her from time to time after that, and she'd always give me a little smile. And I knew between us she had a heart for the Lord. And I tell you that story because in the deepest, darkest place on earth where God's name can't even be spoken, there's a thirst for the knowledge of God. There's a void in the hearts of people that can only be filled by God. They tried everything. People in our country, and they can inspire people in our country again. I believe that. They've tried everything today. We've tried drugs and sex and alcohol and materialism and power. None of it's working. And, you know, our prisons are full right now. They're killing the police right now. As I said, Bill, you've taken away that mechanism that governs a man's heart. So that void can be filled by God. And our national motto teaches that respect for a higher power. In God we trust. That's why I think it's so important, not only to us, people around the world revere that motto.
Wow, that's a moving story. You were, at one point, weren't you the only U.S. citizen in Pyongyang?
That's right. Not Pyongyang. I was on the east coast of North Korea. I would go to Pyongyang for negotiations and things.
Oh, okay.
But our nuclear power plants that we were building were on the east coast, south of the city of Hamhung.
What tell us something else that we need to know about North Korea. Obviously, we've seen in the news lately with the negotiations and what have you. What's something we need to know that probably we don't?
Well, there is a path to working with North Korea. It's a very narrow path. And the reason, but we haven't pursued that path. We've been pursuing the same path and dealing with them for the last 70 years. And it's been a confrontational path. And it's mostly due to the fact that we don't understand each other. They don't understand our culture. We don't understand their culture. And me spending a lot of time in Korea and South Korea and then that year in North Korea and studying Korean, I was able to break through that and work with the North Koreans and find out what it is that, you know, makes them tick and how they think and how we can deal with them. And I was successful doing that for the year that I was there. So, I'd love to help our president and our administration work with North Korea because, I think there's a path to dealing with them. And we made a lot of mistakes in the old agreed framework that I didn't negotiate, but we had to try to implement. And I know what those traps and snares are, and I can help us to find that path through all those traps and snares to resolve our differences.
Now, President Trump came out pretty hard to support you. You got to meet him, I assume, and talk to him. I don't know how much time you spent behind the scenes or what have you. Do you have a sense of him? What's your impression?
He's a great man. I really respect our president. Yes, I did have time to talk to him. I talked to him about North Korea. I talked to him about some other things. He's a genuine man. He's a caring man. He's very sincere. I just felt after meeting him and talking to him several times and on the phone, also he called a couple times. He called me to encourage me. I just felt that, you know, between him and our vice president, Mike Pence, we have two very good leaders at the helm. And the world is trying everything they can to destroy them. The media is working overtime. Hollywood is working overtime to denigrate him. Special interest groups and action groups are trying to denigrate him. The Congress, people on the other side of the aisle in Congress are trying to tear him down. It's just everybody is against him. Actually, I told him that when we were talking one time. I said, you know, he said, you know, Rick, they're coming after you. I said, I know, Mr. President, but, you know, I look at you every day, and the whole world's basically trying to kill you politically. And he says, it's nasty out there, Rick. It's nasty. I said, yeah, it is. It is nasty, Mr. President.
There's the music.
That's I can still hear him saying that. Yeah, it's just like he's just a great guy. I'm so happy he's our president.
One segment left on the other side. Rick Saccone, the book, God in Our Government. Fantastic. We'll be right back. The power.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you feel buoyed by the presence of our guest, Richard Saccone, Rick Saccone, ran for Congress, state representative, author, several books. God in Our Government is the book that we're talking about. In 2 days, the 7th of September, that's 1774, that's the anniversary of the first Congress in America's history, came together. And it's also the first the day of the first prayer. That's just about to say. Go ahead and tell that story, Rick.
Yeah, it happened in Carpenter's Hall, which is right behind Independence Hall. If you got on to Philadelphia, before they met in Independence Hall, they met in Carpenter's Hall, and it's still there. And they had the first prayer in Congress by the Reverend Jacob Boucher, and there was a there's still a little monument there to it on the floor, some tiles that say Honor God. But there was a big, beautiful painting of it there for years. It hung there. And when I was writing this book, I went in with my wife. I said, let's take a picture of that painting and let's put it in the book. And I used to take my students in there and show them that. And I walked in one day, and it was gone. And I said, where's the big painting of the first prayer in Congress? It's a famous painting. You'll see it's on the cover of my book, actually. And they said, well, you know, sorry, we redid our displays, and it was kind of controversial. It had God in it and stuff, so we took it down. And I tell people that story because that is emblematic of what's going on in our country today. Because as we sleep, you know, they work night and day to erase every vestige of our godly heritage. And unless we wake up, they are going to erase it. And you're going to walk up to the Gettysburg Address, and it's not going to say this nation under God or have a new birth of freedom. They'll take under God out of there. In fact, I was debating an atheist one time, and that's what he said. He said, we got to take that out of there. I said, but Lincoln said it. And he said, but he shouldn't have said it. And I said, but he did say it. I said, you'd like to erase it out. And he said, yes, we should chisel that out and cover it over with cement. It shouldn't be in there.
Why? Let me ask you this. You say they are trying to take. Why are people hell bent? Obviously, we have do-gooding atheists that feel the need to, but then we have corporate interests. There's so many people coming against God and wanting to root out. Why are they hell bent on doing this?
I don't know. I mean, there's a biblical answer. It's just that people want to be their own gods. I mean, that's the essence of North Korea. As man is his own god. So that's kind of, if you don't want to be ruled by God, the best thing to do is get rid of him. Get him out of society, get him out of the law, get him out of any of our history, so that we can be ruled by man and not by God.
Well, if for our listeners, for every American, hopefully this story can be spread. If there's one example, one story you would like to leave with our audience, with people that they can share, that really is an exclamation point to this book and to what you're trying to say.
Yeah, sure. I think there's a great one. The day the Bill of Rights was passed, 25 September 1789, you know, the Bill of Rights has 10 amendments, and you viewers must know that the First Amendment has 5 freedoms, and the first freedom in the First Amendment, the first of the first, is freedom of religion, right? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It's the first of the first, it's the most important freedom that we have in the Constitution. The day they passed that, The men came in that wrote that Bill of Rights and passed it on 25 September 1789. The day they passed it, they sent it over to the Senate. The very next act that they did, if you can imagine, was they passed a resolution thanking Almighty God for helping them write it. And they sent that resolution to the Senate, and the Senate passed it. And they sent it over to George Washington, who wrote a very flowery Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving. You can look it up. And October 3rd, it came out. And the first sentence of that proclamation that he wrote, I think says it all about our government and how God is part of it. He said, it is the duty, not an option, mind you, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, and humbly implore his protection and favor. Do you hear what GW is telling us? Our president, our government is telling us, it's your duty to acknowledge God and to obey his will. If that doesn't disprove the whole notion of separation of church and state, I don't know what does. That would be the example I would give to people. If you don't have any other, just use that. And I think that should shut down the air. I think I should win that case if I took it to a court. I should win it based on that example alone.
Hear, 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 hear. Decision for the plaintiff, Rick Saccone. Well, I tell people, just go read the Declaration of Independence. This is not my opinion. Yeah. This is the damn law. This is the law. Read the Declaration of Independence. We have a couple minutes left, Rick. It's been an absolute pleasure. I really, really enjoyed this book. I think this is just so crucially important. This is one of those books you can give as a gift. You can have by your bedside a reference to inspire. You want to get inspired? You want to look out there and see a world of confusion and say, well, what was it really like? Read this book. Fantastic.
Yeah, and I think
just really excited for you.
I thank you very much. And I think I like to tell people, because people say, well, what should we do? You know, what can we do? It's too late. I said we have to turn back to God to save our country. It's not too late. Quit saying that. I tell people, stop it. It's not too late. Righteousness exalts a nation, Proverbs 14:34. Well, you know, it ends up with we have to be as passionate about restoring our values and the Constitution as the other side is about destroying those values. So if we turn this country back toward God, we can still restore it and we can still save this country.
I think when people hear that, you know, I know some people have had discussions, you know, turn back to God. It means, you know, what does that even mean? To me, you know, I want you to expound for you. But to me, look, it's not about somebody's trying to slam the Bible in your face, control your life. I think it's just the opposite. I think it's trying to free you and trying to solidify your position and your dominion on this earth and in this country and in law. And that's, to me, that's morality. That's virtue. That's liberty. You know, liberty and freedom are two different things, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty does not mean freedom. Liberty means freedom at the behest of somebody. In this case, in America, liberty means at the behest of God. That's not my opinion. That's not Rick's opinion. I mean, this book will prove it. About a minute left, Rick. Any concluding thoughts?
I just hope that if people have a chance to read that book, that they will be armed. There's a lot of ammunition in there for you to go out and be armed to defend our godly heritage against the secularist attack. And I hope that this book helps you to do that. And I hope that I'm deputizing all your listeners right now to go out there and go out into society, because that's where the game is. The game's out there. It's not here sitting in your house listening to the radio. It's not in your church. That's just the locker room. The game is out there. You got your instructions from the coach. We can all put our hands together and say, hey, go. Now get out there on the field and play the game and go fight and win the game.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yesterday, ironically, we had Pastor Nicholas Wright. I call him America's Pastor because he gives sermons. He's out of Texas, outside of Dallas. He gives sermons about the Bill of Rights and uses the Declaration of Independence about our dominion. And, boy, this is a perfect book for him, for any church pastors out there. Look, if you don't want to get political, then politics is going to run you over, as Rick Scone just said. Rick, it's a pleasure. The book, God and Our Government. I hope to see you again soon, my friend.
Thank you. Anytime. God bless.
All right. God bless you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been good to be with you. Have a great day tomorrow. We'll have a guest host. I'll be back at the end of the week. And I'm just glad to be here. I hope that you're getting something out of this and realize how special this information is, how truly unique and how truly exalting and freeing, emancipating this is. And there's no other information that will do it. God bless you. Have a great day.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.